you pick up a paper on your journey this morning, then one headline will stick out in its variations on a theme of Christmas is in doubt, AV.
Oh, nearly cancelled, lads.
Time fast running out to turn the tide of COVID surge, warns Houlihan on the front page of the Indo and on the front page of the Irish Daily Mail. Warning on Christmas party risks. CMO wants interactions halved.
Christmas parties, Christmas get-togethers, all in doubt at the moment. They were saying that we will have Christmas, lads. We will have Christmas. Mm. But just not as we know it. No. I suppose, yeah, no, I mean, the numbers are high. On a serious note, yeah, the numbers are high and they are just going up and up.
If you had these numbers pre-vaccine, the play, we'd be in level 7 lockdown.
Oh, God, remember that. What they keep on saying to people is, okay, we don't want to enforce lockdown, but live as if we're in a lockdown, is what they're kind of saying to people.
Yeah.
Which is very difficult.
I mean, look, it's common sense at the end of the day. And a lot of people are kind of thinking, well, I can't have my social contacts because if you have my social contacts, you're into minus. I mean, look, not a lot of people that I know, at least maybe it's people my age or something. We're not like, they're not out every second night of the week meeting up in people in pubs and restaurants and stuff. I met one person for lunch recently. I have this weekend, me and myself and a bunch of guys that I consider my core drinking buddies. We haven't seen each other for 2 years nearly, pre-pandemic. We're all over the country, Cork, Dublin, Wexford, Westmeath. Like, these are guys I haven't seen for 2 years. And now we're into a stage where we're being told, have a think. I won't be made feel guilty about meeting a friend I haven't seen for 2 years for a drink. I won't have it.
No, and
I did exactly what I was told during the pandemic. I didn't do anything. I stayed to my 5K or 10K. I got double jabbed or whatever. I'm fully vaccinated. I haven't been out. And now we're into a stage where we're being told maybe you shouldn't go out again. Well, then close the pubs, close the nightclubs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is
if you want us not to go out, make it impossible to go out.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You're going to have a reaction to
but
that.
But they
as
don't
well.
They don't want to do that because then they're seen as the baddies. But it is this sort of personal responsibility that they keep talking about.
I get personal responsibility, but I just think that from the messaging at the moment is a bit finger waggy.
Okay, we don't like finger waggy.
No, I don't like finger waggy.
No, we do not.
I've always said this, I completely understand it from the scientific point of view. How do you stop the spread of something? You keep people apart. But I just think we're at a point now where it's like, what was the point?
Vinny, you go meet your buddies this weekend and you don't feel guilty about
it. Yeah, and I will do
in
it.
The slightest.
And I'll be clever about it.
And you'll be smart.
And like the ads say, if you're somewhere where you don't feel safe, then back out.
Yeah.
But overall, talking about this having social contacts, I haven't had social contacts. I haven't been out.
I know, and I wonder who this message is aimed at. It just seems to be aimed at everybody, but as you say, it's not really hitting on everybody.
It's just the greyness of the message, and that's been happening for a year, if not more. It's the greyness. What are you telling us? You're telling us nightclubs are open, you can go, but don't go. Or pubs are open, you can go, but don't go.
Don't enjoy yourself if you do.
Anyway, I'm down off my soapbox again.
Phew!